Joining us now on our Friday food drive, sponsored by Hy-Vee, we have from the Newton Salvation Army, Captain Tim North, and talking about the holiday food drive the Salvation Army is part of. And Tim, thanks for sharing time with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you stopping by.
So how long has Salvation Army been involved in helping stop hunger during the holidays?
Well,
how far does Salvation Army go back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. We've probably at least, I mean, if you look at it, our ultimately, you want to go back to probably it ends up being our first kettle drive, which was to start providing a meal for people. And you're talking 1900s, early 1900s. So, and ever since we've been here in Newton, which is not too far after that, we've always been, that's been one of the big things that we've always done is food pantries and hunger and that type of stuff. So we've been doing it a couple years, you know, probably 100 plus.
Yeah, Newton was one of the first ones around the central Iowa area formed, right?
Right, yeah, it was. And the best part is, you know, the Salvation Army itself comes into areas that need the help. We don't force ourselves in. If we need it to do things, we do it. And, you know, here in Newton, one of the biggest things that we've seen is our food pantry is huge. It is one of the biggest things I think we get most call for. We can do anywhere up to 300 food pantries a month. So if you look at that over the years, and probably not quite as much years ago, but you know it's just a continually growing thing. So you start adding that up, we've done a couple.
Yeah. Now that food pantries, that's available throughout the year, right? Just for people
yes.
in need.
Yep, it is. It's open. We're open every day, Monday through Friday. For some reason, you know, got to give some employees some time off once in a while.
Well, but anyway, no. Don't want to start calling you Scrooge around here, right?
Right, exactly. But you think about it. I mean, food isn't food insecurity. Doesn't happen just during the holidays. Of course, you know, everybody starts thinking about during the holidays, the Christmas meals, the Thanksgiving meals, you know, the New Year's meals, all of those type of things, because, you know, everybody gets together and family's there, and that's when you really start thinking about the food and those type of things. But the middle of summertime, you know, the thing of it is food insecurity is huge, because you got kids out of school that maybe have ate at school. Now they're eating mom and dad out of house and home.
Yeah.
So you add those things. So it happens all year round.
Yeah. You've done some bread giveaways too, haven't you?
Yeah, we actually, Fridays here at our building, we actually do bread giveaway. And it's not just bread. There's bread, sweets, you know, there's a bunch of different things too. They can come in they starts at 9:30. Usually runs like 9:30 to 11:30, or if we run out, whichever. So, and most of that, like I said, is bread. There's some sweets, you know, if you got that sweet tooth, you know, cake or, you know, whatever. And then there are some other items that we give away. We actually have now, we've started doing this, I think it's been about a year and a half ago. If you come into our building and come into the front area where you normally come in to get food pantries type things, we actually have a cooler out there that has different sandwiches and and different things that somebody can pick up. And, you know, if that's all they're needing, you know, a sandwich, we get them from all different places and we just put them out there so they can pick them up and grab them. And sometimes it's some, you know, like I think right now I thought I saw like banana bread, different little things like that, little snack type things. It's all out there. They can come and go as they need. But, you know, again, with our food pantry, one of the big things there is we just ask for a call. Kelly will walk you through every bit of it. They will give you a list of here's what we have available. You can say, no, I don't want that, you know, and or yes, I do. One, it helps us be able to make the thing stretch as far. We're not giving somebody something that they don't want.
Right.
So, and, you know, they're turning people around within a day or so, usually.
Okay. We're talking to Captain Tim North of the Salvation Army about some of the programs they have for providing food, and going to be talking about the Christmas food drive here in a moment. As far as the programs we've already talked about, do people have to bring in proof of income or anything with that?
We are required in July, because we're part of the Iowa Food Bank, we're required to do some paperwork. But that's never a problem. You know, we're not going to say, well, okay, you make too much. You know what? Things happen. You know, Uncle George passes away and you got to go. So what you would have spent on food, maybe you had to go spend on gas to get somewhere. Or we've all been there. Our cars are broke down.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, to get back and forth to work, I got to stick this money into my car. Now I don't have food. That's what we're here for, is we're to help do that so you can get that car fixed, so you can get to work or you know, go see that relative that you need to, type thing.
Have you seen a need in uptick as we went throughout the year?
We've seen recently more newer clients,
folks? Okay.
New folks coming in. Part of it, I think, is just it's that the economy has not been real nice on everybody. We've just seen a lot of that, and we've seen a lot of new people. We've seen more numbers. So it's just, I think the economy is having a big effect on that.
Kevin, Tim North with the Newton Salvation Army. We're going to talk specifically about the Christmas food drive coming up. First off, what kind of food would you like to see donated, and kind of go through that?
A lot of what we really need is always the non-perishables, because of the shelf life. We do have refrigeration. We do have, you know, freezer space, but a lot of it it's a lot easier if we have the non-perishable because of shelf life. So if you're really looking at it, your canned vegetables, very easy soups, your mac and cheese, you know, I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even ramen noodles, like spaghetti sauce, you know, spaghetti, hamburger helpers, tuna helpers, those type things. Even tuna is a great thing because it's pretty shelf stable. We can put it up. Cereals, pretty much anything you can think of, you know, is as far as food, we, you know, pretty much use. And, again, we try to stay away from the perishables, but we do have some that, you know, again, we can turn them around because the number we can probably turn that around too. So, I mean, milks are great, but there's a shelf stable milk now that's out there that is phenomenal. You know, because if you give somebody cereal, you might want some milk to go along with the cereal. But so I would just say most anything, you know, the biggest thing, and I would ask and just absolutely is if we get it, check the expiration date, please, for us. Because I know sometimes it's easy, and I do the same thing. I'll reach in the cupboard. Yeah, this will work.
Yeah.
And I forget even myself to look at, you know, expiration dates, because, you know, you don't want to give somebody something that's, you know, true, 20 years old or anything like that. But
do you accept for the younger, like infant formula?
Yes.
And baby food and stuff?
Yeah,
like
we
that?
Do some of that. We've not had a huge call for that, but we do have it once in a while. The hard part is with like infant formula is sometimes some of the special needs for, you know, the, and if I remember all these right, you know, the having to have iron or not, or certain type things.
Gotcha.
But some general, absolutely, that would be absolutely great, because then in turn, for those that don't have those special needs, we can probably get that out.
Okay.
Yeah, and that type of stuff is wonderful.
And where do people bring it, and what are the hours you accept it?
If they bring it to 301 North 2nd Avenue, bear with us right now.
construction all around.
Absolutely,
this place.
Bear with us right now. But if you bring it there, bring it here to our building. Right now, you have to come in off of 4th Street through the alley, turn by our semi trailer there, and then come into the lot there. But hopefully, they're getting close to being done. But yeah, if you bring it here, we are here Monday through Friday, nine to noon and 1 to 4.
Okay. Yeah. You might, it's, right kind of where you come in if you, would donate something to the thrift store.
Right. Yeah. That's absolutely.
The door's right there.
Yep. Right next to that.
Okay. And can you make a monetary donation? Then you guys go out and get the food.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a big part of your thing too.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that we do have a great partnership with the Food Bank of Iowa. They help us so that when monetary donations are done, and you can ear tag it, you know, food pantry, and we'll make sure it gets to the food pantry. And again, if you wanted to send it, the 301 North 2nd Avenue, and or if you go online to salarmynewton.org, there's a spot you could actually click on to donate, and you could donate it that easily.
And again, this distribution goes to people throughout the county, right?
Yep, throughout Jasper County. And, I mean, granted, yes, we're right now focused on holidays, but it really goes out to anybody throughout the year. So it doesn't just stop at the holidays. It doesn't stop. Well, December 25th, we're done. No, it's 365 days a year.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate you sharing this information with us, and good luck on the food drive, and we appreciate all you guys do in our community and throughout Jasper County.
Well, thank you, and we love being here. So,
that is Captain Tim North with the Newton Salvation Army joining us on our Friday food drive powered by Hy-Vee, and I'm Randy Van.